The other day, my husband said, "Those jeans might be a little young for you," and I realized I've been 39-ish long enough. Let it be known, I'm 53 years old, more than half a century, and I'm proud of it. Being old is not fashionable. Back in the day, people didn't get old as I have gotten, and so 53-year-olds were treated with a certain respect, if for nothing else, their survival. But not in the 21st century. Nowadays, we people who get middle-aged become suspect, as if we did something wrong to get old. To hide our shame, we're so busy dyeing our hair, working out, and getting facelifts that we have forgotten how to sit in the rocking chair and rock. They say that 50 is the new 40, but they're wrong. 50 is the same old 50. And if you're as gay as I am, 50 is the new 65. I earned every one of my gray hairs. I don't intend on having a 29-inch waist again. To paraphrase Dolly Parton, I'm a 29, but a 32 feels so good that sometimes I just slip into a 36. A big belly says, "This is my monument to family dinner, to all the Thanksgivings and Easter chocolates and Christmas cookies we have shared. Don't bother telling me that if I lose 10 pounds, I can live another 20 years, or that if I ran 20 miles a week, my blood pressure will drop. If 53 is this unpopular, I don't want to see 83. Instead, I intend to enjoy my status as an eccentric senior. I'm going to eat that apple pie and not care where it goes. I'm going to start wearing those bifocals and stop squinting at the fine print. I'm going to put those bifocals on every morning, look at the mirror and say, 'What marvelous crow's feet I have. Raising 2 boys, 3 dogs and a husband has been good for me. I am well on my way to making myself into a world-class grandfather.'" With a perspective, this is the middle-aged Kevin Thaddeus Fisher-Paulson.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.